absolutely delighted. We knew coming out today that was a massive game for us. I don't think it was a defining game, but we knew how important it was, and we knew the quality that they possess, and they showed it today. I think probably second half they came out on top, and you could see that they were pushing for a goal, and they managed to get it. But the reaction from the boys was fantastic, and the impact from Shawnee again was second to none. So it was all about the 3 points, and we managed to get that in the end.
Not many teams will do the double over Bristol City this season, bearing in mind the season they've had. It's some achievement, that.
We know they're a great team, and as I said, we're aware of the quality in their team. So to go to their place and get the 3 points and then come here today and get another 3 points was fantastic. We look to do that against any team, so to do it here again today was really important for us.
As soon as that ball left your right foot, were you always confident that's in?
I think when I seen him shank it, I was confident then, so it was just about getting my touch right, and once I did that, I knew I could get it in, and thankfully it ended up in the back of the net.
Well, a couple of those, haven't you?
Yeah, just a couple. but I'll take any goal, to be honest, but the score again today was really important for me and for the team, and that's all that matters.
In terms of how pleased you are personally with the way you're playing at this moment in time, are you playing the best football of your career?
I'd say so, yeah. I think the gaffer's certainly getting the best out of me, and he's really given me the confidence when I get into areas to go and attack and take people on and shoot, and I think that's something I needed to add to my game, and he's put the belief in me to go and do it. So I'm just trying to do my best to pay him back and do my best for the team.
What does he do specifically, Alan? Does he take you to one side at training and advise on several things?
Yeah, sometimes. I think as a player, confidence is a massive factor in your game, and if you have the confidence, you can go and do anything. And I think with the gaffer here, he puts the confidence not just in me, but in the rest of the boys as well. And I think you can see that in our performances this year. We really believe in what we're doing, and we know what we're capable of. And it's just about getting the tactics right and going and putting it into practice.
There is a real opportunity now, isn't there? 10 games to go. It's 10 games, you know, that if you win the vast majority of them, you've got a real chance of being in the playoffs. It's such a big opportunity, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think we came close last season, and we knew how disappointing it was to miss out. So we're just going to take it game by game and try to pick up as many points as we can between now and the end of the season. And I'm sure if we keep playing the way we are and getting atmospheres like we did today, I think that'll help push us over the line. So we'll just do the best we can and see where it takes us.
Is this season a little bit different, that you've been there or thereabouts all year? I mean, last season you were playing catch-up really after the first month of the season and never quite caught up, but you've been so close all season, haven't you, to being in the top six?
Yeah, I think last year we had a up-and-down season really. I think we went on an unbeaten run, and that's what really kind of put us in contention. We never really got there, but I think this year was different. Right from the start, we could see that we were playing different football, and there was more confidence and belief in the team about what we were going to do, and we just took that onto the pitch, and we've got some fantastic results. We've been really unlucky with injuries, but I think we're all the boys coming back now in competition for places at this time of the year is really important for us, and anyone who's selected for the team will go and do a great job.
Did you look at this week with the two big games, two big home games, as they could be season defining? They might not be, but they could be. There's a chance that these two games, if you get the points out of them that you need, it could really stand you in great stead. And if you'd have lost tonight and lose at the weekend, could have the alternative.
Well, we didn't really focus on the Fulham game coming up. We put all our focus into the day and got our tactics right. The gaffer studies the game well, I think, and he knows what we need to do to go and beat a team, so it's just up to us to go and do that. But we'll put this game to the back of our minds. It's a great 3 points for us. We'll go to Fulham now and hopefully get another 3 points and see where that takes us.
Just a final one for me. To have Sean Maguire back at this key stage of the season, he's a lot different than all your other front players, isn't he? How good is it to have him back? He must be like a new signing.
Especially with Jordan leaving in January. I think Sean was being played on the wing at the start of the season and we weren't really seeing the best of him. He was still doing fantastic, but we weren't getting the absolute best of him. And with Jordan gone now, I think Callum Robinson has done fantastic up there. But I think Sean is a more natural number nine, and I think that's his best position. And we've seen that in the last two games. He's come on and he's made a massive impact, and he's come back at the right time. I think any teams coming up against him will fear him, and rightly so, because the quality he possesses is unbelievable. And not just him, with the rest of the boys coming back from injury and suspensions, is great to have, and hopefully we can push on from here now.